Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for The Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
We got an early candidate for, I know we like to do best text of the day. How about worst text of the day?
Wait, hold on. Let's stay with text of the day.
Okay.
The text of the day can be an awful take.
Text of the day. You tell me whether this is a great take or a bad take.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to close my eyes and listen.
Bad take.
All this talk and JB has almost never stepped up in any big moment to help this team.
It's a horrible take.
Did you not see the Indiana series? Did you not see the trophy they gave him afterwards?
That was.
Did you not see the NBA Finals where they gave him a trophy after that as well? Like, literally, that's somebody just trying to F with me, right? Like, that's what that's going to be.
Yeah.
You can't possibly believe JB's never stepped up.
You working for Dunkin' Donuts today?
Or what did I do?
You got the orange and red?
I love orange.
I know you do.
Ball Nation.
I thought you were like a semi-dunking.
Terrible, yes, it is.
No, it's not.
But the other part of that, Andy, you have to acknowledge that Mannix also said that while he is expecting Jalen to have a big year, that he's going to be challenged this way years that he never was before. Defenses are going to be, you know, he's the one, and he's
going to be a nightmare.
A, so.
It's going to be an early nightmare. I watched it last year when people were running at Tatum with those double teams, and he was kind of freaking out. And he's a more level-headed, controlled player than. There will be some days where I come in after a game and Ted Johnson is just going to be berating me with negative play, turnover, double teams, bad passes.
I mean, bro, have you ever held a basketball?
No question. But I think in the totality, the 82-game season, I think JB is going to put up some. And you can also, it's the NBA, depending on if you're a mediocre 40-something, 42-40 type team, you can put up good statistics and still have some really bad games mixed in there. And I think that might be the tale of JB's season along the way.
Chris Mannix was very meh on the Eastern Conference overall. The fact that he said you could take an 8 or 9 seed from the West and drop them in to the East and they might win the conference. I mean, that just tells you how top heavy the West is. And just sort of like looking through the East to make a prediction as to who finishes on the top all the way down to 8 in playoffs. Like, I just look at all these teams, like, I don't see anybody who's going to guard him so unless he's doubled. But that opens up opportunities for others. That's a tease to my three-point stance.
Okay, we look forward to your three-point stance. We also look forward to a full season preview for the Celtics a little bit later in the show. We'll also talk at 3:45 with our buddy Adam Schefter, who had bad bunny breaking news today. They're not replacing him. My guy George Strait is not going to get the gig. They're sticking with it. It's time now for the three-point stance.
19!
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bang!
Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Pastrnak! A hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone! A three-run homer and the game is tied!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you too got bad bunny news, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. That's more of a tongue twister than I gave it credit for. But yep. It is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, and we will present to you our biggest stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you will lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance, somehow trying to tie together all four big four pro teams in Boston sports.
Indeed.
So are you ready for that?
Absolutely.
Okay, here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
So when Mike Vrabel took the job running the Patriots, he said he wanted to remove entitlement from the building down in Foxborough. And that's a good thing, obviously, and I think he did that with this team. But it got me thinking, as we look at the four major sports teams over the last year or so, I think entitlement has been removed from Boston sports, and I think that is a great thing. There are the spoileds, as Fitzy mentioned earlier, that might like, I'm not going to watch the Celtics this year because they're not going to compete for a title. But I think most Boston sports fans are now enjoying nightly games more because none of the four teams is expected to be the best of the best. The Celtics got broken up. The Patriots, it's been years since we felt that way. The Bruins have a new coach, some young stars, and a lot of question marks. And now with the Celtics, without Jason Tatum, without all the stars, are they a top-tier team? Probably not. But should we be excited about these sporting events again? Absolutely. The Red Sox, even, were not predicted by many to win the World Series. The expectations are going to grow in the coming years for the Boston Red Sox. But I think we learned with them, sometimes just a one-off on Friday night walk-off is really fun. It's not the World Series. It's not even the playoffs. It's just a fun, entertaining night out at a sporting event. And all four sports teams should enjoy that right now because titles aren't really in the conversation right now.
So basically that was... Now, I wonder what... Let me ask this question. Would Ted yell at you for saying you're telling me how to feel?
I don't think so. I don't think I told it. I think just that we acknowledge that entitlement has been removed. No one feels in the city of Boston right now that they are entitled to a title.
So that's so your 3-point stance, I'm just processing it and I'm not disagreeing with it. You're looking for if anyone hasn't gotten on board with this yet, we should all recalibrate back to, hey, enjoy the team, enjoy the competition, enjoy the night out, enjoy the sport for what it is, not, oh my God, we got to win a championship. It's not duck boats or bust.
Live night by night. Like, be entertained night by night. Watch the game. Watch the three games that week. And live that without fixating on, like we did it with the Celtics last year. What does this mean for their chances to win the title? They're supposed to win the... No. Just take it as it comes. And then over the long haul, maybe they're better than you expected. Maybe they go deeper than you expected. Maybe the Patriots, right? They're a perfect example. Did we think necessarily they'd be 5-2 right now and in first place in the East and the number two seed in the conference?
No.
And has it been fun?
Hell yeah, it has.
Really enjoyable. So do that with all four teams. And for a while there, we were so caught up in being title town. Every team has to be. That's what we do in Boston. It's championship or bust.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.